Blog Talk Radio.
Today I'm gonna try to change the world. I'm gonna take it one day at a time. I made my resolution. I've opened up my eyes. Today I'm gonna try to change the world. I'm gonna say hello to my neighbor. Gonna greet him with a smile and shake the hand of a stranger. Sit and talk to him for a while. Gonna tell someone I love them from the bottom of my heart. Today I'm gonna try to change the world. Yeah, today I'm gonna try and change the world. Gonna take it one day at a time. Opened up my eyes. Today I'm gonna try and change the world. I'm gonna make sure my children know right from wrong. Never turn my back on those who need someone. Always gonna try to see myself. I'm gonna try to change the world. Yeah.
I've had a good day, and I hope that you did too as well. So let me give you a call number to the program, 516-418-5997. The number doesn't change. Give it to you again, 516-418-5997. Okay, there's some callers ahead of you, but you know, just keep on trying to get in. Okay, let's go with 860. You're on air with me. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Hi. Okay. So my question is, tomorrow I'm going on a date with this guy I'm really fond of. Do you feel it not only going well, but it turning into a really substantial committed partnership? Or is somebody else coming in?
I feel like this guy is a guy.
Really?
Yeah, so that's what I'm thinking right now. So, you know, just trust your own intuition. But, you know, I have a really good feeling about the date and everything like that. So, but it's a good thing.
But wait, Michael, what did you just say? I'm sorry, I missed the last part.
Oh, I just said that, you know, the guy coming in is a good guy, so.
Okay. Do you see a magic month for us this year? Like a commitment,
yeah,
you know, like a good...
Yeah, I definitely see that, yeah.
So which month? Which month do you see it's really closer?
May and June look like good months, yeah.
Okay, so this is the beginning of a really good relationship tomorrow?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
First step.
What was that?
So, I said first step.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
All right.
Thank you so much. Take care.
No problem. You too. Have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. 480, you're on air with me. Hello.
Hi. I would like to know, I'm moving to another state. And I was wondering how long after I move there will I get some type of job?
It looks like about 3 months.
3 months? Is he gotta be okay till then?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I feel like Spirit will provide, but you know, as far as money coming in, I see it coming in about 3 months.
All right. Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Yeah, Spirit will,
all right,
Spirit will take care of you, so don't worry about that, all right? You have a good
all
night.
All right, got you. All right, you too.
All right, bye-bye. Now, let's go with 111. You're on air with me. Hello.
Oh, hi, Michael. Thank you for taking my call.
No problem. How can I help?
Yes, so I have a question here. So the white man, right, that was very upset at me. But
mm-hmm.
I was wondering, is he going to get rid of the man that's on the left side, the dark skinned short man, and the young female? Is he going to evict them? Because I heard them panic, but of course they don't listen.
Right.
They don't listen.
I feel like the Spirit's going to take that situation and turn around for good. So, you know, Spirit's telling me is just to trust and we be okay. So I know it makes you a little nervous, you know, living around there. You know, I definitely feel like the Spirit's going to take care of you. So.
Yes. Yeah. But you see him evicting them?
I don't see them being evicted, no.
Including the young female? The young female, he's not going to evict her?
Not right now. I don't see that.
Okay. Question, Michael. So what made him so angry to try to evict me?
I don't know. I mean, I can't really see that very clear, so.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Take
You're
care.
Welcome. Appreciate you calling in. All right. Bye-bye. All right. Let's go ahead and take another call here as soon as my switchboard will allow that to happen. 817, you're on air with me. Hello.
Hey, Michael. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. My dad died December 12th, and my brother passed away. Yeah, well, he had a wonderful long life. He was 96 years old and had a lot going on. He was married to my mom for 34 years, and then he had a second wife that was 34 or 35 years, and he had a girlfriend for about a year that died a few hours before he did. And I'm just curious how all that works, and are they all together, and are they all happy, and, you know, how does that work?
How does it work? Okay, good question. But You know, I did feel, I feel like they're really close to you. Were you really close to your dad?
Very.
Yeah, because it was almost, it's almost like you were connected to him, like, you know, you were a part of him. That's how I felt about you. He might never expressed all that, but, you know, he really did love you, and he still does, because, you know, they're okay on the other side. And I feel like they are together. You know, they went out together. So.
Right. Right. That's what is amazing to me. My mom died, in 76, long time ago.
Right.
And then his second wife died a few years ago, 4 years ago. And then his girlfriend died literally hours before he did. And I'm just, I'm just dumbfounded by it all. You know, he was a very loved man.
Right. Yeah. But he, you know, he's watching over you and taking care of you the best he can now. But, you know, he's like telling me, you know, that he can breathe better. Does he have trouble breathing?
In the end, he certainly did. Yeah.
Okay, yeah,
In the end, he did.
Yeah, was he hooked to, like, a machine or something?
No. He had a brain bleed that, in the end, lost consciousness, and he had to be put on hospice, and he didn't make it through the night at that point.
Right. Yeah.
And it was at that point that we told his girlfriend that he wasn't going to be able to have the surgery and had to go on hospice, and she had a heart attack because of the grief and died actually before he did.
Yeah. Yeah. It feels like that she went on and waited for him to, that's what I keep seeing.
Right.
I'm sorry.
I appreciate it. Yeah, I was going to say both his second wife and his girlfriend had previous husbands. So I'm just curious, how does that work? You know, did they go to their previous husbands, or are they all together and it's kumbaya, or how does that work?
That's a good question. How does it work? But,
I don't know.
Yeah, well, hopefully I know, because otherwise we have problems.
I'm sure they're all happy. I just don't know how.
they're happy. They're all together. You know, they know each other and things like that. Cause a lot of times people say, you know, you won't know them, you know, because it'd be a different time. But I don't believe that. I believe that when you pass, you go and be with your family that has gone on. And you're welcome. Take care of yourself. Appreciate you calling
in. You too. Bye-bye. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Let's go with 562. You're on air with me.
Hi, this is Yvonne.
Hi, Yvonne. How can I help you?
Hi. I wanted to know, is there any messages or anything Spirit would like for me to know?
Okay. We're going to tap in and find out.
Okay.
I'm going to close my eyes. And can you say your first name before I do that? Can you have your first name?
Yes, August 14th, 1984.
Okay. There's a very strong woman. Her energy is really strong. And she's around you. But she keeps calling you daughter. Could this be your mother?
I have a long story. My mother is still living, but I was told by another psychic that my grandmother was my actual mother from my past life, because I was told that I passed away in the 60s, came back in 84. I'm not sure if you can pick up on that, if that's true.
Yeah, that's definitely true. I got goosebumps while you were talking about it. But yeah, I was seeing that as well, you know, that, you know, your grandma was really somebody else to you. So, but you know, I really
is
feel
it
like
her that calling me daughter.
Yeah, she's calling you daughter.
Oh, okay. Oh wow, that's great to know. I didn't know if it was really true. I guess now you confirmed it. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. It. You know. Sometimes we go, well, how does that work? You know. But you know, that's the spiritual world is very because you know things could change and all kinds of stuff goes on. But you know, she really just wants you to be happy, and you know, have that joy back into your life because she says that you haven't been happy for a while. So, all right.
Yeah.
We're gonna have to move on,
so
but all right. I appreciate you calling, and all right, bye bye.
Okay. Good. Bye.
Let me. I want to pause for a minute, and we're going to. Show you a website address, www.insightswithmichael.net. You can set up readings over there, and we'll be adding other stuff to that site as time goes. So again, that website is www.insightswithmichael.net. I'm going to try to take some more calls, but my switchboard is not working right. Okay, that worked. 856, you're on air with me. Hello. 856. Let's go with 216. Try it. Hello?
Yes, hi. Thank you for taking my call. My name is Patricia.
Patricia, okay, how can I help you today?
I'd like to ask, planning to relocate from Cleveland, Ohio to the Pacific Northwest this summer. And I'd like to do it before, I'd like to do it in June, but possibly we'll do it in August. And the monies and the finances are a major of probably deciding of doing that. My question is, should I really connect person to just to get to know and persons and the various communities in the Pacific Northwest through any social media like LinkedIn? And I'm talking about professional.
Right.
Would that be the best one or because I don't know anyone there, have no family there. I've been wanting to visit, you know, for like a week just to, you know, get familiar with it, you know, spend a week there. But I've had difficulty, you know, with obtaining the monies. I work very, very part-time through what they call day labor, this Minuteman agency. And it's just so... I can only work probably a week or so at a time because it's just so stressful on my body, you know, the constant standing and
all
being
right.
exposed to the fumes and all that.
Right.
And, but I, like I said, I've been applying to all types of jobs while I'm here, and it's a lot of difficult negative energy here, you know, past life and all sorts of things. But anyway, and I believe that's, hopefully behind, but yeah, but it's just obtaining a good chunk of money because it would be the cost of living will be more, which I know.
Right.
But yeah, I just, if I can like go visit, like say, well, we're almost already in April because I want to visit before I actually move there so I can get some familiarity of neighborhoods, you know, street.
Yeah. I see you going like in May.
May? Jeez. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I'm going to have to increase my faith that the money, that amount of money will come forth because I'm looking at the high four figures. You know, I don't know where it's going to come from. So.
Yeah. Well, spirit can do all kinds of amazing things.
Right.
So I just keep my mind open to it and just say,
right.
Hey, spirit, if you want to bless me, like, you know, with money and, you know, be honest how much you want, you know, to
right.
be able to take you to this new move and, you know, just ask spirit and your angels to help you. So
I have. I've written out new moon checks. I've been chanting to, you know, chanting mantras. Is it best for me? Was it a productive thing to connect to, you know, start developing friendships, professional, through any social media like LinkedIn? That's more of a business.
Yeah, LinkedIn. Yeah, because I'm over on LinkedIn. So, yeah, that would be a good resource for you.
Okay. What about any
All
of the
right.
other social media?
Facebook, they're telling me you need to stay away from for right now, but, you know, but Facebook has their own challenges and stuff, you know. But, I would try like Facebook. So that
you
can help you. So, all right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good night.
You too.
Okay, my switchboard is not working, and we are almost out of time for tonight. Let's try to squeeze in one more call. 856, you're on air with me. Oop.
Hello? Hello?
Hi, you're on air. How can I help?
How are you? I just called my friend back today. I need an answer.
Okay.
I was wondering if he's going to answer or not anytime soon or the next couple days. I know what I'm doing. For work and stuff like that.
Yeah. I see him contacting you, it looks like, in a couple weeks.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
Hopefully. Cool, appreciate it.
No problem. It will work out for you. Just stay believing and everything will work out.
Cool, I appreciate it. Have a
no
good
problem.
Night. Great night.
You, have a good, you too. All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, we are out of time. So I appreciate everybody that's called. Sorry to the ones that I didn't get to you. I will be on air tomorrow about 1 o'clock. So you can type in. The only thing I can tell you is just call in early. The phone lines open at 15 till, and they fill up pretty quick. So just, you know, do your best and that. One thing I want to talk to you really quick is the website still being worked on. So just bear with me as I build that to where we want it and things like that. But like I said, I appreciate you guys calling in tonight. So I'm going to let you go. I will talk to you tomorrow, hopefully. All right. See you later. Bye-bye, guys.